Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I love those confessions. Amen. Praise God. Well, this morning we're going to go over a subject that you possibly, if you've been to healing school, you've sit in on. It's a subject that a lot of Christendom isn't sure of, and because of the commercials that come on TV, most of the world doesn't know. But we've taught it God's will, divine health. When I began to study for it this time, God said, do it like this. God's will is divine health. Makes a difference. You're making a statement, God's will, the way we did it before, and you'll see it in your outline, dot, dot, divine health. But the Holy Spirit said, teach it this way. God's will is divine health. Amen. Your text is coming out of Exodus, the 15th chapter, and verse 26. So if you would, open your Bibles to Exodus 15, 26.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. In Exodus 15, 26, the children of Israel have been through great exploits. They were, of course, held captive by the Egyptians, and God has set them free, and they're in the, they're headed toward the promised land. And anybody that's seen the Ten Commandments, wave at me. Okay. Yeah, you know that they came out, and the brother that did that, number one, I believe he was saved. And, but he didn't depict it exactly like the Bible did. Because when they came out, remember they had some crippled people? Go with me to Psalms 105, I believe it is. 105. In verse 37, we're learning that it is God's will for us to walk in divine health. And in Psalms 105, verse 37, the word of God says, he, being God, brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was maybe five feeble people. Is that what your Bible says? There was not one feeble person among their tribes. Now, there were millions of Jews. But God delivered them. How did he deliver them? He didn't deliver them empty-handed. Notice that? They came out with plenty. They came out with their lives. Remember before that they were to paint the blood over the door and the death angel would pass over, okay? And they were delivered and they came out with silver and gold, Brother Jones, okay? And there was not a, Reggie, wasn't there. Can I go southern on you? Wasn't there a feeble person among them. Amen? Now, this is Old Testament. Now, being a Bible student, Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. Go with me to Hebrews, the 8th chapter. Hebrews, the 8th chapter. Verse Look at verse 6, Hebrews 8 and 6. But now, somebody say now.
Now.
Has he obtained, talking about Jesus, a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator, the go-between, of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So the Israelites had a great promise, had great promises, and had a wonderful covenant. Can somebody tell me what covenant means? Anybody? Y'all know what covenant means? A promise. That's good. Amen. Okay. So it was a promise between God and his people. Okay. So Hebrews says, but now, did y'all say but now?
But now.
But now, Janice, you have a better promise established between God and you, built upon better promises. Okay. What are you talking about, Minister Jonathan? Because who is the mediator? Jesus. Okay. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, the things that happen in the Old Testament, we can lay hold of them for ourselves, but we have even a better covenant built upon better promises, ratified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in Exodus the 15th chapter, I guess y'all thought I'd forgotten about that. In Exodus the 15th chapter, our text, we find the children of Israel have been delivered from Egypt, and they're traveling. But as they travel, they come to a place. Let me get back to Exodus 15, 26. Called Mara in verse 23. And they were there and they were trying to drink some water, and the water was bitter. But the Lord did a miracle there. He told his man, he says, look, take off a piece of the tree and throw it in the water. Glory. And something supernatural happened. A miracle means supernatural. Okay? The water was not only able for them to drink, but the scripture says the water was what?
Sweet.
It was sweet water. Now, Minister Jonathan, what does that have to do? Well, see, even this morning, the Holy Ghost was downloading some things. Okay? Isn't it interesting that it was a tree that was used to change the bitter water into sweet? Oh, some of y'all know where I'm getting ready to go. Okay? He who knew no sin became sin for you and I. Okay? 1 Peter 2:24, I think, says it like this. Who his own self, nobody else could do it but Jesus,
amen,
okay, bore our sins and sicknesses in his body, okay? Now, we'll get into it, but it wasn't just a physical thing. See, because healing isn't just a physical thing. If it was a physical thing, don't you know that the doctors would be richer than they are? Okay, but they get to a point sometime where they don't have any more answers. Okay, so sickness and disease is a spiritual attack, and it has to be eliminated by spiritual ways. Okay, so he tells his man, he says, take this tree and dump it in the water. When they dumped it in the water came up sweet. 1 Peter 2:24, he who his own self bare our sins and sicknesses in his own body on the tree. Who turned my bitter water? I ain't going to even ask you about yourself because y'all might shout. Who turned my bitter water into sweet? Nobody, I can tell you, but Jesus, who hung on the tree
Amen. Y'all see where Old Testament and New Testament is coming together? Okay, so he turns the children of Israel, his people, he turns their water, their bitter water, into sweet. Okay, and they were murmuring and complaining. Ain't that just like the world? Can I go a little deeper? Ain't that just like some of the church? Not you. No, but maybe your cousin. Okay. Yeah, this is the house of Brewington. Okay, so the Brewington is on me. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, turn to your neighbor and tell him, stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
Amen. And God tells his man in verse 26, he says, tell them if they will diligently. You see that word diligent? You see the word if?
Yes.
It's available to everybody. Okay. If they will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For notice, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do bless you and praise you. We glorify you and magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you for who you are to us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for what you'll teach us today, Lord God. Father, I'm open, even as your voice speaks, to be taught by you, Lord God. Father, I yield myself to you. May Jonathan decrease and the Lord Jesus Christ increase. May the people see Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Father, as always, may you be glorified, and may the people be edified. Satan, I remind you of your pre-appointed place, far below my feet, far below our feet. And Holy Spirit, I give you total authority over this vessel. Use me as you see fit. Bring things to my remembrance. You knew who would be here. So set this up for these people. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God's will is divine health. Y'all can go ahead and open your outline. Let me get one of those, please. On the cover, we have, because this is a new, thank you very much, this is a new curriculum, I mean, a new session that we're starting. We wanted the vision. Habakkuk says, write the vision down and make it plain that others may see it and run with it, okay? And then, of course, we know that when we put this in our eye gates, it goes to our heart, okay? So the vision for healing school is he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. And then our statement is, teaching and demonstrating. Why teaching and demonstrating? Because if you will allow the word of God to go into your heart, it will manifest itself. Amen. Okay? Teaching and demonstrating the word of truth. Well, what is truth? Truth sets you free. Okay? To manifest not 50%, but 100% healing in all who will hear and do. Anybody in here, since they've been coming to healing school, can testify that they have received healing. Starting with myself. Okay? All right? So all you have to do is come and sit under the word, hear the word, and do what the word says. Okay? And then we go over to the next page. Because I want you to take this home, I want this to be part of your Bible study for the week, okay? Some of y'all like to sing, okay? So we put some songs in there. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Anybody know about that? Okay. It goes, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy healer. I sent my word and healed the disease. I am the Lord thy healer. Then you go ahead and worship him and you say, you are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed the disease. You are the Lord my healer. Now, young people, y'all can snap it up a little bit more, you know, and you are the Lord. Hey, 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 you know, okay? All right? All right. Okay, all right. And then our underlining statement is, I am the Lord that healeth thee, okay? And Exodus 23, we'll get there, 20 through 25. Verse 25 says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. That's good to say over your food, right? And notice what he'll do. He'll take sickness away from the midst of thee, okay? Psalms 103, verse 3 says, who forgiveth some of the iniquities, all of the iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. And then we got another song down here. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. I didn't have to sing it by myself. Glory to God. Amen. Brought back some memories. Amen. Sweet memories. Amen. Praise God. Amen. My dad was a songstress. And, you know, I believe his mantle passed on to me. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So our text is Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26. Let's go through it and take it apart. But is there anybody in here that's not sure that it's God's will for them to walk in divine health? See, because in Luke, the 5th chapter, hold your finger here, Luke 5, it might be somebody listening to this CD that's not sure. Luke, the 5th chapter, Dr. Luke. And verse 12. When you get there, say amen. Amen. And it came to pass when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man, notice this word, full of leprosy. Now, leprosy was a contagious disease. A crosswind could come along and you could contract leprosy. Okay? It was the so-called cancer of the day. Okay? And lepers hung out in camps. Okay? They didn't hang out with the people. Okay? But this guy has broke camp because he's heard Jesus is in town. Okay, and he wants something from Jesus, and he's full of this devilish disease. There are a few leper camps now, and I understand leprosy will take your nose off. Yeah, well, it'll take limbs off. It is of the devil, okay? And this man is full of this devilish disease. And he comes to Jesus, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. Well, now, that's a posture of worship. Okay? See, I can know who Jesus is, and I can thank him. Okay? And you know, when the song is good, I can shake my head and I can raise my hands to the Lord and I can praise him. Okay? But when I just don't care who's around me, as Pastor Brewington say, tell your girlfriend on the right to move her purse because I'm getting ready to get my shout on. Okay? When, you know, most of the time I got to keep my eye on my wife, you know, because anybody know Minister LaCour? Minister LaCour can get off at any moment. Okay? So I got to keep my eye on her, Reggie. Okay, but sometimes you know, sometimes I begin to think about the goodness of the Lord, my sister. Okay? And I mean, you know, just how he woke me up this morning. I didn't have to wake up. We take things for granted. Okay? All right. Okay. My house note was paid another month. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay? You know, I got gasoline for my car. Huh? Amen. Okay? I can feel the bottom of my feet.
Amen.
Huh? I can hear my voice. Okay? And as Pastor Kit used to say, take a deep breath. Hold it. Now let it out. See, we take that for granted. Okay? So when I start thinking about how good God is, not just has, but is to me, okay, I can hardly contain myself. You know, and I'm trying to keep an eye on girlfriend, okay? But, you know, there comes a time when, especially if she's already into worship, I can relax and I can go ahead and go on and get mine on. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So this guy, he wants something, excuse me, from Jesus. And he comes to Jesus and he's broke camp. And he don't bit more care, okay? And he worships, falls down and worships Jesus. Now, we can learn something from this. Sometimes I don't want nothing from the Lord. But he's just been so good to me, Sister Teresa, that I want to worship him just for who he is. I'm not here for anything, Daddy. I just worship you. Okay? And let me tell you something that I found out in my years of worshiping him. God ain't gonna owe you. Some of y'all got that. If you give it up for Jesus, what's in your heart is a desire. God will lay it. He'll make it out. He'll go through somebody. Hey. Get them a bag of groceries. Hey. That $20 you found in your purse? Gone. I show you exactly who to give it to. Okay? And a lot of times, you know, you haven't even said anything to the Lord, but just in your worship. And so this man comes to him, he's full of leprosy, and he says to Jesus, he says, verse 12, fifth chapter of Luke, he says, he besought Jesus, saying, Lord, if, now he puts this conditional thing out here, thou wilt, thou can make me clean. So he knows that Jesus has the power, but he's not quite sure if it's his will to heal him. And Jesus, verse 13, put forth his hand and touched him. Now that says volumes. Because this man is, the scripture says, full of leprosy. ever seen a street person and they are asking for some change? And you know, you reach in your glove box or in your clean ashtray, because no, we ain't got no smokers up in here. In your clean ashtray, okay? And get a couple of dollars and you reach over. Now I have to watch myself, because the flesh will rise up. You know, you just took your shower and you smelling and feeling clean, and here's this street person, and you hold your hand out so I can drop it in there. Don't want to touch it. Okay. But Jesus touches that which is unclean. That's what the Bible says. And then tell me, what does he say? What's Jesus say? He's asked the question. He's asked the question.
I will.
Some versions say, of course I will. So now, Hebrews tells me, the first chapter, that Jesus is the express image of the Father. So whatever I see Jesus do, I know God the Father would do. Okay? So since we talk about God, Malachi, the third chapter, tells me that God is the same, he don't change. Hebrews, talking about Jesus, the 13th chapter, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? So what he did for this leper, he'll do for me. Because one day I was not clean. I ain't talking about take a shower. I'm talking about I was not clean. I was lost. Okay? And I'm so glad that Jesus reached out and touched me. Amen? So here we see that it is Jesus' will for us to be healed. Amen? Go back to your text. I got to hammer some things in. I got to knock down some doubts. Okay? Because God's will is divine health. Okay? Now, when we go to our text, God speaks through his man, and he says, tell them that if they will diligently, I like to say it, not Mammy Tammy, not every now and then, but if they will diligently hearken or listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, the voice of the Lord thy God in this dispensation could be the Holy Spirit, okay? And will do that which is right in his sight, and will keep his commandments, hear his commandments, and keep his statutes, the Bible says, put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Now, I want to address a couple of things. Before we go any further, he says, I am. In Exodus, the third chapter, I believe it's verse 14, the scripture says that when Moses asked God, who shall I say send me? Just tell him I am. Which basically means he am whatever we need him to be. Okay? In the Old Testament, God's name was so sacred that men would not mention God's name. They would call him Abraham's God, okay? But he is Jehovah. He is the completely self-existent one who really don't need my help. Maybe it's just me. Sometimes I figure he need a little help, okay? You know, I ask him for something, Brother Jones, and he don't get it to me fast enough. So, you know, evidently he need me to, you know, do a little extra job. You know, I asked him, you know, I told him, you know, we need some extra groceries. You know, so maybe he need me to do a little extra job. You know, God, you're not moving fast enough. Okay, so maybe it's just me. Okay, but he is Jehovah, the completely self-existent one. Now, One version says, I am the Lord that is healing thee. Go with me to Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs, the third chapter. And I got verse 8, but I'll start there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, in Proverbs, the third chapter, to flow in context, we're talking about the word of God. So the it is the word of God. The word of God shall be health. Now, that word health in the Hebrew means medicine. I will add this, with no side effects. The word of God is health or medicine to my navel. Now, mommies, y'all know that if the umbilical cord had been cut too soon with your baby, we won't even go there. Okay? All right. So I could say that the word of God is health or medicine to your lifeline. Okay, and marrow, the word marrow means watering to your bones. Don't nobody want no dry bones. Okay, all right. So he is the Lord that healeth thee. And then if we go, he is the Lord our life giver. You there in Proverbs 3? Go next door to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. It starts off and it reads, my son, or I can put my name in it, Jonathan, attend unto my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Well, we know that when we listen to something, especially the word of God, what happens? Faith comes, okay? So incline my ears unto the word of God. Let the word of God not depart from my what? Eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. So doorways to my heart are through my ears and through my eyes. Y'all see that? Okay. For they, still talking about God's word, are life unto those that find them. And here we go again, health or medicine, I'll add again, no side effects, to how much of my flesh?
Oh.
To all of my flesh. So he is the Lord, our life giver. He makes us immune or resistant to disease. Okay, now don't y'all jump all at one time. I'm going to go on over here to Psalms 91. Oh, I see somebody else like that scripture, Psalms 91. Look at Psalms 91, and I'm going to read it to you. Some people don't like for me to say it, but I like to call it the down to earth, or I've been calling it the ghetto Bible, the message Bible. It don't cut no corners, okay? I'm going to read to you verse, you look in your Bible, and I'm going to read, because you're going to put it in your eye gates. And then I'm going to put it in your ear gates. And then where is it going? It's going in your heart. Here we go. Here we go. Psalms 91. You will sit down in the high God's presence. Spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps. Shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others stumble all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. It's hot in this place. Y'all ready to go some more? He make you immune to them dead diseases. Look at verse 9. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home, evil can't. Evil can't. That's right, Corrine. Cannot. Get close to you. Harm can't. Cannot. Get through the door. All right, I'm going to skip around. Verse 14. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. That's sickness or disease, too. I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know and trust me, call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. If y'all don't shout, you ain't got no blood in your veins. Glory to God. Say he'll give you a party.
Yes, sir. In the presence of the enemy. Thank you, Lord God.
And then you'll drink.
Hallelujah.
You know, salvation is a Hebrew word, solitaire. It means everything.
Yes, it does.
Prosperity.
Yes.
Peace of mind.
Yes.
Health and healing.
Yes.
Protection for your children.
Amen.
Glory to God. He is the Lord that healeth thee.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now, when we go back and we finish milking verse 26, he says, Exodus 15, 26, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Go with me to the 23rd verse, 23rd chapter of Exodus. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Hallelujah. Look at verse 25. Now, he gives the children of Israel instruction, and this can apply to us. Don't bow down to any other gods. That means no TV should be in front of me. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at my Bible, too. Okay. Okay, here we go, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst of thee. None shall lose their young by miscarriage. I like what Minister LaCour say. He's given you a dream, a vision. It won't come forth before it's time. Mm-hmm. Or be barren, in other words, without a vision, okay? I will fulfill the number of your days. So anybody that's married and want children can have children. And this was Old Testament, amen? And we have a better covenant built upon better promises. So it appears as though God ain't got no sickness or disease to put on the people. Instead of it being a commissive assignment, in other words, I'm going to bring sickness to you because I brought it to the Egyptians, it's a permissive thing. See, Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. See, the door is open to healing school. It's unlocked, but it's pulled too. Now, if we unlocked it and we put a chair or we put something in it and propped it open, then the dogs or the wolves or somebody that don't necessarily want to be in healing school can just come on in. Because why? The door is open. Okay? So he's saying, look, if you'll worship me and serve me, I will not, watch his word, allow the sickness or disease to come upon you that I allowed to come upon the Egyptians. Because remember, Pharaoh said, even when he was going through trials, and I know the scripture says that God hardened his heart, okay, but Pharaoh, if his heart wasn't hard, so hard, he could have let the children of Israel go, okay? But he opened the door for his people to go down like that. And what God is saying, look, if you'll keep the door shut to the enemy, if you'll keep your trust in me, know that I am whatever you need to be. I am Jehovah Rapha. Rapha means cure. I am the Lord that cures or mends you. I have a proposition. It's always God's will for his people to live life to the fullest, healthy, prosperous, and long.
Amen.
Complete. Full lives. God does not want his children's lives to be cut short. Okay? In Psalms 91:16, I won't have y'all jump no more. Okay? The scripture says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Okay? Well, what is long life? Not the 90th chapter of Psalms, where the scripture says that the children of Israel, because of their disobedience, they lived what? 70 70 years. So when folk get about 65, they start, as the old ward singers used to say, packing up, getting ready to go. No. Go with me to Genesis, the 6th chapter. I say I'm not the only one that heard that song. Amen. Genesis, the 6th chapter. Packing up, getting ready to go. I'm packing up, getting ready to go. Are you there in Genesis, the 6th chapter? Okay, so I can stop singing. And who said it? The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be, how many? Not 120 days. 120 what?
Years.
Who said it?
God
said it. Now, he created man, okay? Now, man was never created to die. Because man came off of God, and God is eternal. Adam, even though he disobeyed God, he lived to be 900 and some years. He had to learn how to die. He was so full of life. Methuselah lived, what, 900 and some years, didn't he? I think he was the oldest cat, wasn't he? Okay. But listen. After the fall, man was living in sin and degradation. And so because of the mercy of God, God said, hey, you just flesh. He gave him mercy, and he says, you'll just live 120 years. Now, this was normal, man. This wasn't even the children of Israel. And dare say, this was not the born-again Christian who got the life of God living on the inside of him. Amen? So when you get 60 or so, you're just about middle age. Amen. Because the young'uns need y'all's wisdom. See, I ain't going to say I'm 60. Amen. Amen. I almost said because the young ones need my wisdom. No. Young ones need, okay, Lord, our wisdom. Okay? Amen. That's good news, isn't it? See, I added another 30, 40 years on there. Amen. A happy heart. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray. Okay, we did that. Definitions. Divine means relating to, proceeding from, or pertaining to God. Health is a state of being whole. So, in other words, if you are not quite at the point of divine health, because the author of the book that I got a lot of this information from, Brother Hagin, said that he had gone 30-some years and hadn't even had a headache. That's divine health. Amen? Okay. But Brother Hagin didn't get that way all of a sudden. Okay? There's a process. See, we're all going home. Amen. Germantown, Rockville, we all, D.C., we all going home. But on the way to home, see, when I leave here, I'm going to support my wife, you know, down in Silver Spring, okay? But then we're going to leave there, and we're probably going to get a little something to eat. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, girlfriend wants something new to wear. You know what I'm saying? Ha-sha-ta-ta-ta. Amen. So eventually, you know what I'm saying, dog? Eventually, we're going to get home. Okay? But that's all the process. Amen? So if you're not walking in divine health right now, don't give up. Start walking in divine healing, okay? By putting this word in your heart. Now, there's a difference between divine health, healing, and medical healing. We thank God for the doctors. Medical healing is the study or practice of the science of medicine. You ever notice that they call the doctors practicing physicians? But let me... Sister Teresa, can I preach this? You getting ready to go Pentecostal? But we know the great physician who has never lost a case. Go with me to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Look at verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel, and healing, how much of the disease? All manner of sickness. And what kind of disease? All manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him, Syria could use him now, couldn't it? And they brought unto him, how many people? All sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, so it's different kinds of folk, okay? And those that had the palsy, and he healed some of them, is that what your Bible says? He healed them, which means he healed how many? He healed them all. Jesus is absolute. Amen. Glory to God. He's the great physician. Now, medicine, going back to our definition between divine healing and medical healing, medicine is any agent or substance used in the, watch this word, treatment of disease or the relief of pain. But it does not cure, get to the root of things. It is only temporary. The word treat means to behave or act toward. Relief means anything which decreases or lessens unpleasant conditions. So if you see in healing school, we don't say I have arthritis. We say I'm resisting arthritis. Because the scripture tells us in James 4:7 and 1 Peter 5:8 to resist the devil. That's where sickness or disease come from. Okay? And he will flee from you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we resist sickness. And sickness got to flee from us. Okay? And so, if we take a Tylenol, okay, see, because Psalms 138 says that we are wonderfully and meticulous and beautifully made, our metabolism gets to the place where that Tylenol don't do no good. And then we have to go over to some extra Tylenol, you know. That'll last for maybe about 10 days, and then we got to go to super strength, okay? After a while, you know, we find out we're getting up out of the bed, and boy, my head's still heavy, okay? So it's about time to go to the doctor, okay? But now, have you, maybe it's just me, have you noticed the commercials on TV? They say, you know, if you take this, make sure you're not resisting. They don't even use the word resisting. You're not resisting this, because if you take this and you're resisting that, then you, it might cause vomiting, and it might cause bleeding, and it could even lead to. So why am I going to take something in the first place that's going to make me wusser than I was before I started taking this? Why not take God's prescription? Go with me to Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3, 5 starts off with trust in the Lord with how much of your heart? All your heart. And don't lean between this mass that's in between my ears. Okay, see, because our mind was created to protect us. But our mind, with our mind, we will rationalize and we will evaluate and calculate. Okay, but you deal with God spirit to spirit. You're born again, you're connected to God. Amen. And he says, in how many of your ways? In all your ways, acknowledge him as God and he'll direct your path. See, my pathway to healing may be different from Teresa's, okay? We'll learn in this study that even in receiving our healing, God will meet you right where you are, amen? In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path, okay? Go with me next door to, oh, okay, okay, verse 8. For the word of God shall be health or medicine to your lifeline and watering to your bones. Now, go with me over here to chapter 4. Chapter 4, look at verse 20. See, we're taking God's prescription, and ain't no side effects. Proverbs 4 says, my son, or Jonathan, attending to my words. Now, y'all know, when I leave here, I'm going to hook up with girlfriend, but I'm tending to her. Okay? In order for me to, back in the day, we used to call it courting. Okay, we ain't just call that. I wasn't just going with her, you know, just to have a date. I was courting her for marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, but then I had to tend to her, Brother Jones. You understand? So whatever she wanted, I had to make it my business to, come on now. I see, sister, it must be the same thing for Sister Ruth. Yeah, okay. All right. So now, Brother Jones, tell me if I'm telling the truth or not. Whatever I started tending to, I got to keep.
Doing it all the time.
Oh, the married women, they didn't even let me finish.
Before they say, all the time.
Okay. In other words, girlfriend likes seafood, so, you know, huh? I got to keep the crabs coming. Okay. 28 years. Change. I still want some crab. Okay. Okay. So God is saying, put me first. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes, because these are gates to keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to you who has found them. Now, y'all know, amen. Y'all know when I was growing up, you know, I used to go over Granny's house, and Granny, you know, had in the living room back in the day. You know, you couldn't go in the living room. I don't know why they called it living room, okay? But the only time that you could go in the living room, okay, y'all probably don't know nothing about this. Your parents probably let you go in the living room. Okay, the only time you could go in the living room was when we had company. Okay, you could pass by the living room. You could come right up on the sill of the living room, but you better not get caught in the living room. I'm seeing some smiles, so some other people understand what I'm saying. However, Granny would give you an assignment, you know, like Dustin. Okay, and in that living room was a big white Bible with Jesus knocking on the door. Anybody ever seen that? Okay, and Granny had it a certain way. Okay, now, if I had that assignment of Dustin, I had to put that big white Bible back just like Granny had it. Okay, but listen, I could not find out about life that was mine in that Bible because it stayed closed. Provoking some thought, okay? So we have to, when we leave healing school, we got to take this outline and we got to make sure what Minister Jonathan said is exactly in here. We got to go get the CDs and purchase them on, and see, because you might have thought I said something, but then when you listen to it again, you put it back in your gates while you're putting it in the eye gates. You got it going in the ear gates, because the word of God is what? Life to you who has found it, and health to all of your flesh. Let's take a short, what kind?
Short.
10-minute break. Amen. Now, you want to come on back in here because the technicians got something that they want to share with you. Okay? God bless.